Well, I'm happy to be joined by Madison Taylor. She is the farm to school coordinator at Minneapolis Public Schools. She is also new to the position and new to Minneapolis Public Schools overall. And we're going to be talking about the farm to school barbecue, which is coming up on September 18th, just less than a week from now on Wednesday. And it's going to be at the MPS Culinary Center at 812 Plymouth Avenue North, of course, in Minneapolis. And Madison, how are you? And welcome to MPS. It's happy to have you here.
Hi, good. I'm really, really good. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be on the MPS team, the CWS team, and looking forward to the barbecue coming up next Wednesday.
Awesome, awesome. So what has this been like for you to kind of prepare for this? This is obviously you're new to the position, so this is a new thing for you. But what has this process been like kind of preparing for this farm to school barbecue coming up?
Yeah, so the farm to school barbecue is a treasured autumn tradition here at Minneapolis Public Schools. It is something that the community, our MPS team, the Culinary and Wellness Services team really look forward to every year. And since I just started just about a month and a half ago, I've been involved in the planning, but I'm so lucky that I stepped into working with such a great team here. The wellness team at MPS is so special, and they had done a lot of the work over the summer to prep for this special fall event. And so they deserve a lot of credit for all the work that's gone into planning a menu and planning community partners that'll be there and building the graphics and the design for the invite, and really preparing all the logistical pieces that go into hosting an event like this with a meal that is locally sourced farm products and a free opportunity, you know, for our families and community to come join us here at the Culinary and Wellness Center. So it'll be a fun time for me to experience it for the first time on this side. But I'm lucky to have actually experienced a barbecue in the past as a farm partner, having worked for the local turkey farm that works with MPS. So I have attended a barbecue in the past.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Why do you think it's important for Minneapolis Public Schools to have events like this, especially this time of the year?
Yeah. Well, this obviously it's important all year round to kind of share what our farm to school program looks like. But this event really focuses on community and MPS's commitment to supporting small and mid-sized farmers and then serving that fresh and locally grown food in our lunchrooms and sharing more about how and what we're doing to educate students and the families about the importance of local food, agriculture, wellness, and nutrition. And obviously, it's back to school season. It is fall harvest season. And so it's kind of the perfect timing, maybe not for farmers, but the perfect timing to really celebrate what a special collaboration and partnership this is with Minneapolis Public Schools and our local farmers in Minnesota.
And we're talking with Madison Taylor. She is the farm to school coordinator at Minneapolis Public Schools, a farm to school barbecue coming up on Wednesday, September 18th at the MPS Culinary Center. Okay, Madison, let's talk about the food, the menu. Yeah. What is going to be in store for families and students and everyone who attends the farm to school barbecue?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it is a free event, and at the event, we will have a variety of food available for families and students and community. And so some of our options will be a beef and cheddar sandwich or a vegetarian sloppy joe, and that'll be available on our food truck, highlighting our beef that we partner, the beef farm that we partner with from BAMF Stock Farms down in Cannon Falls. And then we'll have an area where we're going to have shredded turkey tacos and seasoned farm-to-school pinto beans. And so that turkey is coming from Ferndale Market in Cannon Falls. Jalapenos will be coming from Seeds Farm. Pinto beans from Askegard Organic Farm. So those are really special meals that'll be available. And then we'll have roasted sweet corn and watermelon, both local items. And then we'll have three variety of salads. So a tomato cucumber salad, summer wheat berry salad, and a kale apple salad. And some of those farmers contributing to those salads are like Open Hands Farm and, again, Askegard Organic Farm. So we're really excited to be highlighting those farms and sharing that you know, those great food options with our community. And then, of course, a fan favorite is the Country View Dairy Frozen Yogurt. That's a dessert option this year.
Fantastic. And lastly, Madison, where can families and students and anyone who wants to get involved or attend the Farm to School Barbecue, where can they go for more information?
Yeah, they can find more information on the CWS page at MPS online. And then we also have the CWS True Food Facebook page and our Instagram. And so information is available there. And throughout the schools and stuff, there are some posters highlighting in the lunchrooms highlighting the upcoming barbecue as well.
Awesome, awesome. And of course, us here at MPS Voices and Jazz 88 will post links and information on where you can find the Farm to School Barbecue, which is coming up on September 18th at the MPS Culinary Center from 4 to 6:30. The MPS Culinary Center is located at 812 Plymouth Avenue North in Minneapolis. Madison Taylor, coordinator for the Farm to School Barbecue. Thank you so much. Great information, and good luck with the barbecue next week. It should be fun.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we're excited to, you know, do some of those big pieces again, like the Ask a Farmer Q&A panel and the corn trucking competition, which everybody loves. So we hope to see you all there. Join us, join us for the meal and visit with our farmers and community partners and just have a really nice fall evening.